This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This is a really good day for the community to see the continued investment from KeyBank into the KeyBank Center. As I think you all know, we have lease negotiations, which will be upcoming between the Sabres, the county, as well as potentially others. While they really haven't started, we do have conversations. Pete and I are talking a lot about various issues. And while we're not really heavy into any lease negotiations at this point, I feel very confident about the relationship as well as the team staying here for decades to come. With that, I'll open up to any questions. Well, let's put it this way. Just like we did with the football stadium, my long-term goal is to ensure that the county is not an owner of the facility. The goal is to keep the team here. We're going to keep the team here. But I have no interest in the county continuing having ownership. And there's reasons behind that, which also go from everything associated with potential costs of investments, but more just as important and sometimes even more important, litigation. The county has been sued multiple times as a result of litigation associated with injuries and falls and things like that at the football stadium, just like we sometimes have with the hockey arena. I'm not going to negotiate in public, but I think it's fair to say I want to ensure that we keep the team here for a long time, and we're going to do that. I guarantee you that. But we're also going to ensure that it's the best investment that the county can make in the short term and the best impact on the county in the long term. Jeff. Well, theoretically, the lease is already up, but there's extension provisions in there that allow it to be extended, and it has been extended. Depending on the date of the call, it could be extended actually another 5 to 10 years. There are extension provisions in there. We allowed an extension for 1 year this past year because no one was in position to actually start negotiations because of everything that's happening in Orchard Park. Because of the work that's being done there, no one felt it was appropriate in time to try to extend the lease. But the lease technically would have expired in 2025, but an extension was done to add it, to push it back to 2026. And it could be continued like that. And then there's also provisions that allow the team, if they so choose, to extend for 5-year periods, if they so choose. So the lease would continue under the existing terms for 5 more years. Before any other negotiations have to be done. But those are conversations that will be, we always have talks because of the relationship between the county, the Bills and the Sabres. We're talking a lot. And I think it's just important that people understand that this commitment from KeyBank also shows the commitment to this arena, but it also shows the commitment from the organization to this team. I fully expect the Sabres and the Bandits to be here many, many years in the future. The negotiations with regards to who owns the building and the issues associated with that will be forthcoming. Well, long term, yes. Probably not by October. That's just not going to happen.
Set up like, you know how you said we're no longer in the stadium business and some state?
Well, the state is now going to be the owner at the football stadium, and
would you envision that here? Or
we'll have to have conversations with all the parties to see if that's a reality.
Braden? Include any sort of upgrades, renovations to the arenas?
We're not at a position to be able to talk about that. It's as simple as that. The goal right now is to get that football stadium completed on time. And it looks like it will be completed in the summer of next year so that they can have a few events beforehand to kind of test out the facility before the first games in September. I'm not certain if the Bills plan on holding a preseason game there or if they really want to do some other things and then hold the first regular season game. That's really in their control. But the goal is to get the arena completed by approximately June of next year so that they can actually have the certificate of occupancy issued. There'll be some punch list items that you always have to do, little paint here and there. But to finish the football stadium by June, turn the keys of the facility over to New York State, which then turns the keys of the facility over to the Bills. The Pegula organization then holds some events. And then, of course, the big one being the regular season opener for the 26th season. But I feel confident from everything that I'm seeing and the reports that I'm getting that the football stadium will be ready. But that's everyone's focus, and it needs to be. All you got to do is go there and see more than 1,000 workers on site at any one time. It's tremendous the amount of impact that it's having on the community. And until that's done, I think we'll continue just kind of steady as she goes here. I'm not going to speak for other parties, but I think that's at least my view.
So there's no pressure to get it done this fall, then, Mark, because you have till 2026. I just want to make sure that's clear.
Well, we're not going to get a brand new lease negotiation completed by the fall of this year. These are very time-consuming, in-depth negotiations. This is not like picking up a stock lease off the shelf at Office Max and going and leasing an apartment. These are, as you all know, the documents associated with the football stadium were basically this high from the ground. The documents associated with what was known as Crossroads Arena when it opened were about this high off the ground. That is a very complex negotiation. And when that happens, we're going to be fully involved. But right now, it's just basic conversations, and most of the conversations that we have are associated with the football stadium.
Mark, you said that you weren't certain that the Bills would have a preseason game next year, but what are some of the possible events that Highmark could host, you know, to build up to the Bills season?
Well, I think first off, they wouldn't be surprised to see a concert there during the summer. Would not be surprised to see a lot of community-related events. Pete's talked about how he wants to engage that facility almost every night of the year, every day of the year. And it could be just a group of individuals coming in for a team meeting using a suite. It could be much more than that. We also know that the stadium is designed for professional soccer size, international soccer. So long term, I hope that they're having international friendlies and other events there. It's too bad the stadium wasn't ready for the World Cup, because maybe we could have hosted a World Cup game or at least a pregame. I look at it as like the organization does and Pete Quelli does. They want to utilize that facility as many nights as they can. I want them to utilize this facility as many nights as they can, especially when there's events. Sales tax is generated. As I mentioned, approximately 48% of all sales tax that is the county share is shared across the community. So of the 8.75% that's generated in sales tax, the first 4% goes to New York State. The next 4.75% goes to Erie County, but we don't keep it all. We share a little less than 50% with every municipality and school district in Erie County. So every time there's an event here, every time there's a concert, and I bought tickets for the Paul McCartney concert, and I got 200 level. I didn't get a 100 level because those were really expensive, but I still spent a decent chunk of change, including sales tax associated with that, and now that money is going to get shared with every community. So town of Sardinia, town of Newstead, school districts, Pioneer, Hamburg Central, Springville Griffith, you name it, they all get a portion of it. So every time that this arena is full, and every time the football stadium is full with paid tickets, in which there's sales tax involved, that benefits the entire community. And that's why I'm very pleased to hear that they want to use that facility more than just for the 10 games during the year, and I fully expect them to do that. And I also expect them to utilize it for other events that maybe don't generate sales tax but are community-related events. Boys and girls clubs coming in and having fun on the field, things like that. I fully expect a lot of that going forward. And I'll say one final thing. One of the concerns about the stadium was it's open air. Everyone's wondering, well, what the impact is going to be weather-wise. Well, we can't stop the snow from flying. But I've been on the field on one of the windiest days we had in this region, and you really couldn't feel the wind because of the design of the stadium. They moved the stadium. It's no longer that east-west as the current facility is. It's now more north-south. And with the baffles on the top, I think the design worked. So we know a big problem with Highmark Stadium right now is the wind. You're not going to see that there as much as we would have seen in the past. Now, it's still going to snow, but it's Buffalo. We like our snow, and the owner wanted an open-air stadium. So I think that the design really worked, because I was there on a day in which it was extremely windy, and then you get down on the field in the lower section, it wasn't windy. So I think we're going to see that when the stadium opens, and people are going to be pretty pleased about it. And then with regards to this facility, yeah, it's coming up on 30 years. It's going to need some updates, but thankfully we're not talking about building a new hockey arena to keep the team in town. I expect the team to stay here a long time, and there will be some work that'll be done, but we'll resolve that all through the negotiations, probably coming in earnest later this year through, of course, next year. But we got to get that football stadium done on time.
What are your thoughts just like in terms of anything pressing condition-wise? What have I thought?
Well, Matt, actually the biggest concern that we had was the roof. That was a real concern. The way the lease is structured, the city owns the ground, the county owns the building, and then the team is responsible for the updates inside the building. And the team came to us and said, we want to do the roof. And I was very thankful, because the responsibility otherwise would have been for the county with regards to the shell of the building. So that was the biggest concern, was the roof. And now that the roof's been completed, I was very thankful. I thanked Terry about that. I thanked them for their investment, because otherwise the county would have been responsible. There are concerns with regards, I think, to more the look, but not the structural. We don't have to worry about structural issues with the arena. I've talked to our folks from Department of Public Works. It's not like what you sometimes see at the football stadium, because of the age of the football stadium and it's an open-air stadium. You'll see cracks in concrete, and we've got to fix spalling and things like that. You don't have that here. It's going to be more issues inside the arena, I think, or the actual bowl. More visual amenities, but when it comes to actual structure, it's in good shape. So we'll have those conversations, but thankfully we're not talking about having to blow out concourses and things like that, which were part of the conversations back in 2012 when we were talking about the football stadium, when we're the expansion and how we were either going to expand it greatly or expand it a minor, and we kind of did a middle of the road. But back then they were talking about blowing out concourses and having to redo entire sections because of issues associated with just the age of the facility. That those conversations, we're not going to have to worry about that here.
Do you remember the phrase you used back then to describe the stadium? That it had good bones.
Yeah, it had good bones.
Would you say this has good bones or no?
Oh, this has better bones. First off, it's an enclosed facility. Unlike the football stadium. Yeah, it's newer. We're talking about 1995 as compared to 1973 opening. And that's open air. And the open air has a huge impact. That will certainly have a huge impact. And that's why one of the biggest concerns was the roof. The thing that takes the beating the most on Buffalo's waterfront is the roof from the winds coming off of Lake Erie. And if you go up a little higher, the winds at the ground level are not the same as the winds up there. So having a strong roof that kept the elements out, prevented rain from coming in, was important. And that was done. And thankfully, that means that one of the largest big-ticket items that was a concern has been taken care of, and it was paid for by the Pagulas, and I was very thankful for it. Yeah, but back then, the stadium had good bones. Now its bones are pretty shaky, but the bones here are very strong. They're much better.
What level of concern is there, especially when you're
Well, I can't do anything about the on-ice product. Marty Baron and I were just talking, and I actually feel pretty good about the team. This is a team that can score goals. They just got to stop the goals from going in the net. If they get good goaltending this year, I feel really good about them having a strong season. And if they do, people will come back. There's no doubt about it. People will come back to the games that just are disappointed because of what's happened over the last more than a decade. And I feel that this is a strong hockey market. We know that. People will come back to the games with a good on-ice product. And I feel pretty good about their team being able to score goals and do that kind of stuff. Just if we can hopefully keep it out of our net, then I feel pretty good about this. And I think you saw it as the year progressed last year with Lindy Ruff. The team got better. They got tighter. They got better in their own defensive. And when that happened, what happened? They had more people coming in the arena for games when people felt like, hey, the team's good. I'm going to see it. So I think if they put a good on-ice product, you'll see the full arena again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.